This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New cybersecurity rules in the Senate are leading to sharp divisions among U.S. corporations and raising an alarm from some privacy advocates. The bill's sponsors were hoping the Senate Intelligence Committee would vote on it this week, but perhaps not. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The bill would make it easier for companies to share information on cyber attacks with the federal government. Fair enough, but...
As I said, I think it has to be done in a way that does respect the privacy interests of the users.
That's Mark Rotenberg, executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He's especially concerned because any customer information companies shared with the Department of Homeland Security would also go to the NSA.
If I'm using Google search or Facebook, I don't think my information should be going to the NSA.
This is a big problem for tech companies like Google. Gregory Nogheim is senior counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology.
For some companies that have a lot of internet users, it would be really hard to get behind this bill.
But other firms that don't interact so directly with the public like the Senate bill. Among them, defense contractor Lockheed Martin, which signed on to a letter sent to lawmakers last week in support of the bill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.